Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Well, it finally happened. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates, and by 0.5%. Does this larger than expected cut mean that a recession may be lurking? Well, let's ask one of our resident economists. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Mike, it's good to hear your voice today.
So let's talk about interest rates and this long-awaited interest rate cut that finally happened, and it was a little bit bigger than expected.
It was, and I think we can sort of say that with this 50 basis point cut, it's an indication that we're sort of getting back to normal again. It's a new normal, but I would say it's looking a lot better.
So no worries about recession?
There's always reason to be worried about recession. The forecasters that I follow regularly, Mike, are indicating no recession ahead, but we should expect to see slowing, and that's the result of all of those interest rate hikes that worked their way through the economy.
Let's talk about possible trade wars with the political talk about various levels of tariffs being levied, particularly on China. Is this something we need to be concerned about?
I think it is. This preference for pulling up the gangplanks, let's do it at home, let's keep people off our shores who were not born here, let's produce everything for ourselves, that tendency is taking place throughout the industrial world, and it certainly is here. Putting up tariffs means that we are foregoing opportunities to get things at a lower cost. There's a tendency for people to think if another party wins, we lose. But there are gains from trade. Both parties win, and we can all enjoy more prosperity, but there are no guarantees. The push for protectionism is going to lead to a slowing of prosperity's growth for our nation. Then, Mike, we both know South Carolina has one of the most international economies in the nation. We are big exporters and big importers. Port of Charleston is a dynamite operation. China is the third largest destination of goods being shipped from South Carolina. Germany's number one, Canada's number two, China's number three. It is something to be concerned about to try to figure out a way to soften some of those penalties.
We're talking global impact of tariffs, et cetera, and in the worldwide global industrial base. But the tech stocks in particular on the global scene, they're starting to get some pushback from, you know, antitrust issues here and even the European Union.
They surely are. Dominance in a market is not viewed in favorable terms by antitrust authorities. It immediately raises a flag. Let's look and see, where did that dominance come from? Or is that dominance being used in adverse ways to raise prices and to restrict output? And so for a number of years now, U.S. antitrust authorities at the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice have had the large, major high-tech firms in their sights. And one of the things that's kind of interesting, paradoxical, a recent report came out a couple of weeks ago from the European Union investigating that unit's competitiveness and what the future might look like. The report was congratulating the United States. We have gained in the United States on per capita GDP while Europeans have lost ground in the last 10 years. And the report was saying the main driver in the United States is the high-tech community. And so we're going to start emphasizing high-tech in Europe. We've got the reverse going on in the United States, so it's a bit paradoxical. For many good political reasons, we're back in the kitchen looking at the recipe and changing the ingredients that go into the mix.
Yeah, never a dull moment in economics.
That's right.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for your time today.
Buddy, it's good talking to you.
Bruce Yandel is an economist at both Clemson University and at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his economic situation report, of which we will have a link to posted at our webpage so you can keep up with his thoughts and insights on the economy. That address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.